I was born in 1940 in Lacombe, Alberta. Yes, 1940. Lacombe is near Red Deer. And my father was the news editor of a weekly newspaper, the Lacombe Globe. In 1945, at the end of the Second World War, my father and mother decided to move to Abbotsford, B.C., because that weekly newspaper was looking for a news editor. In 1948, a traveling Chinese evangelist named Mun Hope, you may have heard of him, came to Abbotsford and started a DVBS. DVBS stands for Daily Vacation Bible School, and that was the old term for a children's summer camp, just like the one we had this last summer. Well, this particular DVBS was in a lady's home, so it was on a smaller scale than our exciting summer camp that we had for the children this year. We met in a Christian lady's home. I vividly remember his excellent chalk drawings of the three crosses on a hill and explaining why Jesus Christ died for me on that cruel, rugged cross. My older brother was 14 and 6 years older than I am, and still living and praising the Lord with his wife. And he happened to encounter Mun Hope while Mun Hope was canvassing the neighborhood to ask parents if they would like to have their children come to the Daily Vacation Bible School. So right there across the street from our house, Mun Hope led my brother to the Lord. Now for me, having attended the DVBS, I came to realize that this is what happened to me. For me, the seed of the gospel had been planted at that DVBS camp. The next year, 1949, my father's dream of owning his own weekly newspaper came to fruition when he bought the Parksville Qualicum Beach Progress. Do you think my brother and I were excited? If you've been to the Parksville, you'd see why. We were over the top. Why? Because of the Parksville sandy beach. It was almost a mile long. And when the tide was out, you had to walk out almost a mile in order to put your feet in the water. That was a popular spot for me. In the summer, I would jump on my bike and twice a day and go down to that beach. On the long-strewn shore of that same beach, yes, a DVBS, a week-long camp, was happening. And we sang, played games, and the young ladies, who were American Bible College students, told engaging Bible stories. So I began to understand the gospel message, that the Lord died for me on Calvary's cross. The next exciting event that summer began when Huron Shepherd, the director of a Christian camp called Camp Imadine, very popular on the island down through the years and very low-priced, which was near Duncan, came to my dad's front office at the newspaper and asked if he would run an ad in the paper, encouraging boys and girls to come to the camp and for a week in their age group. The girls would come in July for junior or intermediate or senior girls, and the boys in their age group during August. Campers who would enjoy water sports, softball, crafts, etc., as well as Bible teaching and lots of singing. Dad was so impressed with the kindness of Mr. Shepherd that he published the ads and sent my brother and I to camp that summer and for many years after that. I loved my first week at camp, And I began to understand that it was my sins that nailed Jesus to the cross. Well, would you believe yet another event worthy of a front page story happened that summer? A truck driver who had graduated from Northwest Baptist Bible College in Vancouver came to the community hall to begin a Baptist mission church. Our whole family went to the services in the community hall as Dad needed to give a full report of the church in the paper. At the end of the summer, my dad and mother went back to the United Church, but my brother and I stayed on at the Baptist church. At the end of the summer, I realized that I now had a dilemma. Did I, at an evening chapel service at Camp Imadine, or at the DVBS, raise my hand to show I wanted to accept the Lord as my Savior? Was I too shy to go forward to pray with a counselor when the invitation to do so was given? So I knew that the most logical and necessary thing I could do was to kneel down by my bedside at home, repent of my sins, and ask the Lord to come into my heart and my life. When I got up off my knees, I had real peace and an assurance of salvation. An encouraging verse at that time, especially for me, was 2 Corinthians 6:2. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And I might add a few other items. At the age of 10, that following summer, at junior boys camp, Mr. Shepherd at one of the chapel services encouraged any boys who wanted to grow in the Lord, as the Bible teaches, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so I and about four or five other fellows, just that many, went, stayed after the service, and he introduced a resource that has stayed with me all through the years, and that was Scripture Union. And I had the privilege of showing that and promoting it just last fall. Hope to do it this fall again. So I subscribed to the Scripture Union Bible reading guide, as we like to call it, at my age level. I believe it was called The Quest. And it would come to my home once every 3 months. And as I've mentioned, I and also my wife have used Scripture Union for years now, and I find it very beneficial because it starts with a part of a chapter or a full chapter each day. We like to study it in the morning before we carry on with our other chores. That has been a great blessing to us. I might also add that my brother was baptized when I was 12, and I realized I needed to do the same. So I was baptized at the age of 13 to show that my commitment to my Lord and Savior, and to make it public that I wish to make a stand for Him. Thank you.
All right. Amen.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. And indeed, all glory to the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord for those missionaries reaching out to young souls. Amen. all the way back then. And now, brother, if you could just add real quick. Now, how did you guys end up in our church here? I know a lot of our church family, they've come within the last few years, and so they may not know that background. If you wouldn't mind just adding that real quick.
Yes. Thanks to the pandemic, it was a good thing for us because, like many other people, we weren't attending our previous church. And so we watched a number of services online from various churches, and we were attracted to Capital City Baptist Church for a number of reasons. Not the least of which, he used the hymn books, and we loved all the old hymns, and they were very scriptural, not so much today's songs and hymns that they sing in churches. So that attracted us, and we liked the way that the pastor used many scriptures, not just one or two, to present his sermon. So so we knew when we felt it was safe to come back that that's where we wanted to be.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. Amen. And so, I knew that would be encouragement for our live stream guys as well, how the Lord uses that ministry in a wonderful way.